Welcome to the Heart of Sirs podcast. I'm your hostess, Melanie Joy Pensack, here to share heartfelt conversations with folks recovering from Sirs and with those special people serving the Sirs community. The podcast was created to help bring awareness to the physical, emotional, and mental experiences of folks navigating Sirs day to day. The world needs to know what Sirs folks go through for deeper empathy and understanding. Through stories and vulnerability, we can help the world understand the winding journey of Sirs recovery. Thank you for being here to open your mind and to open your heart. This last episode of season 2 is meant to help inspire others and to bring more awareness to Sirs out in the world. This particular episode is a circle of voices, and it was inspired from meditation retreats that I've been on. And the idea actually came from a fellow meditation colleague of mine. Oftentimes, at the end of a retreat or at the end of a meditation experience, we sit together in a circle, and everybody is given the opportunity to have a few minutes to share some reflections or insights, to share what's on their heart, or maybe to express gratitude. And everybody else is listening and witnessing and taking in their experiences. And so my colleague thought it would be a great idea to invite Sirs folks to do this and to offer it via the airwaves. So many times, Sirs folks are isolated and separated from one another, and I hope that this session helps to remind you that we are all connected and everybody is healing together, even though there may be physical separation. So in this particular episode, Sirs patients were invited to reflect on a question and to answer about something that really they want to share with other people on the Sirs recovery path, or to share something that's working for them in their recovery. And also the Sirs providers were asked to just share something maybe significant about their work or to share a message to you on the recovery path. And so I really love all of the contributions in this episode. I'd love for you to bring to mind as you listen the possibility that we are all seated in a circle together and that you're listening to the voices of people expressing what they want you to know about Sirs recovery, how to stay hopeful and inspired. And I hope that it really helps to build confidence in your choice to explore the Shoemaker recovery path and a Sirs diagnosis. So I invite you to maybe find a really comfortable position and close your eyes and take in all of these beautiful voices and reflections. Please let me know how it resonates with you. I would love to hear.
Hi, my name is Dana. And I have a message for anyone who is recovering from SIRS, chronic inflammatory response syndrome. And I just want to let you know that, number one, you're not alone. And no matter how alone you may feel, you are not alone. And there are so many of us that are going through this, whatever stage we're at, and just to remember that it is possible to recover and to keep going, and that there is hope and it's going to take time. And so to just be patient if you're not recovering as fast as you would like to, and the people around you maybe don't have the support that you need. I completely relate to that. And keep going. It's going to be okay. You're going to find the resources to get what you need as long as you stay hopeful and remember that it's possible to get well.
Hi, my name is Chike, and I feel empowered learning about SIRS and find it so helpful to know that there was actually a reason for why my health started to go sour years ago, and it wasn't just that I was damaged and broken. Getting an actual diagnosis was really life-changing and gave me hope that I desperately needed to keep on pushing. Because with SIRS, unfortunately, it is not very well known, like at all, but it does affect literally millions of people. And I would hate to see others who are suffering continue to suffer without knowing that there's hope for their health condition, even though they might not be getting the answers right away, that there is hope. So learning about SIRS was really life-changing for myself, as well as some family members that I'm highly confident also have this condition. And so I'm hoping to get well, get on the other side, and hopefully also join some of these wonderful physicians that are bringing awareness, sharing knowledge, experience, and really just guiding those who really need the help to get back on their feet from having this condition, because it is quite terrible. So yes, I feel very empowered to learn about SIRS.
Hello, my name is Debbie Wadner, and I'm the office manager for Dr. Shoemaker and have been for 41 years. I also monitor the questions on the Surviving Mold website, and I memorialize them into frequently asked questions for the community to benefit from, which are also available on the Surviving Mold website. When I started this CIRS journey with Dr. Shoemaker, there were not many practitioners or people that believed in CIRS. Now we have over 30 certified physicians and over 30 proficiency partner diplomates. We also have peer-reviewed published papers, podcasts, lectures, and ongoing conferences. There's a wealth of information on the Surviving Mold website to help you and your treating physician to guide you to your health. For all of you with CIRS, my message would be, do not give up, because not only do we believe you, but we now have scientific-based research to prove your symptoms are valid and you can be treated and return to the beautiful life you remember.
Hello, fellow SIRS warriors. My name is Corey, and I've been in treatment for about 5 months, although I believe I've had SIRS since high school, and I'm 44 now. I first just want to thank Melanie for being such a beacon of hope in what is a very overwhelming diagnosis and process of healing, and thank her for always being so kind and understanding whenever I've had questions that have arisen in this experience. I am incredibly grateful for the work of Dr. Shoemaker. And when I first found out about SIRS, I was very excited. And then when I started getting lab work back, it started to become very overwhelming and I lost it. So the part that I want to say or talk about in my journey, and hopefully others will hear, is that the nervous system regulation is really such a key component to all of this. And it wasn't until I really dived deep into this and started going inside and discovering the spaces within myself that were really struggling that I really started to move the needle. And the more I learned about nervous system regulation, the more I realized that this is going to be the part that gets me to the phase of graduation in healing from SIRS. So I know this is incredibly overwhelming. And there was a time that I actually paid Melanie to just hold space for me for 30 minutes. And it was an invaluable moment for me because I did feel so isolated, and having that time with her and hearing her experience and just knowing that there was a possibility to get to a safer space was just the most beautiful moment. So just be kind to yourself, give yourself grace, and really just try and go inside and tell your nervous system that you're safe. Find the people on Instagram and social media that are the success stories, because those are the people that are going to give you the hope that you need to get through this. So I am sending all of you so much love and healing energy, because I know this is very difficult, but I am in a place now where I know that I'm on the right path, and I know that I will graduate from this and I will become an overcomer. And look for those people that have done this, because they are out there and they understand what you are going through, and they will give you the hope that you need. So wishing you all love, and thank you, Melanie.
Hi, my name is Alyssa, and I was diagnosed with SIRS last year. I've started treatment, but I'm still stuck on step number one. But it's really cool to know that I have a diagnosis and there's a clinically proven path to healing, and I just have to keep taking steps to get there. So I've been a part of a few groups where people who have SIRS can talk. And it's really cool just to know that there's other people who are going through the same thing, and you're not alone, and you can lean on each other and figure out how to move forward.
My name is Michael Schrantz, and I am an indoor environmental professional in the CIRS community. For all those with CIRS, I have a message for you. It is, you will get better. You can relax and know this. I have worked with thousands of people with various forms of chronic illness, including CIRS, and I can tell you that the biggest struggle I see is actually the feeling of uncertainty. Uncertainty of what is going on, and maybe thinking worst case scenarios. All this because of, or perhaps despite of, what seems like a wealth of information you can find online. What I love about this particular community is its structure. It may not be the right fit for everyone, but for those of you who have been formally diagnosed with this illness like I have, you will find that its very structure is what is providing you with a data-driven pathway backed by numerical evidence that your home and your body are improving. You will use this structure as a beacon and a way to feel confident and safe, like a warm blanket, as you one day, if not already there, begin to realize that you can still thrive and be you during your journey, this chapter in your life. Beyond all of that, the most important thing I can share with you is this: have faith and believe in the process. Whoever your God may be, let that God take that burden from you if you find yourself wandering off in thoughts or worry and anxiety, fear or sadness. Keep things light and positive and know you are headed in the right direction. Oh, and by the way, stay away from the internet and social media groups that tend to be fear-based. I never see that helping anyone. Welcome to the community.
Hi, my name is Camry. I have a message for folks recovering from SIRS. Never give up hope. Healing is never linear. You may experience two steps forward and many steps back, but cling to hope like a life raft. Many people have regained their life after moving through the research-based Shoemaker protocol. Trust the protocol and trust the process. Be kind to yourself. Your body is working so hard, and so let it rest. Nourish it with good food and be thankful for the things it is still able to perform. If you are a person of faith, above all, trust God and know He is in the suffering with you, doing a beautiful work you may not be aware of yet. Remember, difficult roads lead to the most beautiful destinations.
My name is Mindy Mastrosario, and what I know as a therapist is that every day brings new experiences throughout life. What is paramount is the meaning that we assign to those experiences. For instance, I am strong versus I am weak. I do not have control versus I can choose how to respond. The stories that we tell ourselves about what we go through creates over time the way that we view and subsequently experience the world and ourselves in it for the rest of our lives. So what I've come to know as a therapist in recovery from SIRS is that all of this is why it's critical to reframe this painful period in the most adaptive way possible, right? Seeing ourselves as resilient as opposed to frail, being proud of what we have overcome instead of focusing on or having the narrative or story we tell ourselves be around what has been stolen from us. The amount of pain and suffering is immeasurable and undeniable with this illness. And of course, it's important to experience and process through the grief loss that's experienced with SIRS. What I'm saying is that it's also important to turn the mind towards a mindset of growth and what can be gained through this painful journey, letting SIRS be a teacher as to what it is that you need to work on in yourself to become the most healthy version of yourself.
Hey, my name's Nick, and I have been tangentially involved in the CIRS world, maybe for the past close to a decade or so. I am super grateful to have encountered the Shoemaker Protocol. I guess it was 9 years ago, working with an integrative physician for Lyme disease. I had reached a plateau in my treatment for that illness. We did the whole workup, the MSH, MMP9, VIP, etc., and we found some smoking guns in there. And I just went through each of the phases of the protocol that were relevant to my lab results. And that was the breakthrough in my recovery from that illness. There are likely people who spend their entire lives just masking or attempting to mask the symptoms of this illness without actually getting to the root cause. The significant thing about this protocol is that it's not just a random compendium of various methods based on hearsay. This protocol has been proven through peer-reviewed research.
My name is Louise Carter, and I'm a practitioner in the SIRS community. For all those with SIRS, I have a message for you. It is to trust the process with your SIRS literate practitioner and environmental specialist. If you're struggling with overwhelm, why not consider joining a new group like Jenny Johnson's Simplified Wellness Designs group for additional support? As someone who focuses on this work because it was my story too, community is perhaps the most important thing. It takes a village to support somebody through their SIRS journey, so don't feel isolated. Connect.
Hi, my name is Dr. Joe Musto, and I am a SIRS Proficiency Partner Diplomat. I'm the President and Director of Laboratory Medicine at Microbiology DX, the Marcon's Laboratory. We test nasal cultures for Marcon's. This is the third step in the 12-step SIRS protocol. Marcon's is a staph coag-negative bacteria that, when it becomes multiple antibiotic resistant, produces toxins. Dr. H.L. Butt published a study in 1998 that showed certain staph coag-negative bacteria produce toxins. Dr. Richie Shoemaker presented a peer-reviewed study in June of 2003 at the American Society of Microbiology with 512 patients that showed the detrimental effect Marcon's on patients suffering from biotoxin illness. Marcon's produced symptoms of brain fog, decline in memory, attention, and concentration. Additionally, Marcon's caused degradation of a very important hormone called MSH, which affects the immune and endocrine system. SIRS-certified clinicians note that if Marcon's are not eradicated, the patient does not completely recover from SIRS. If there are any questions, please contact me at MicrobiologyDX. I'm available almost all of the time. Thank you.
I would like to express my gratitude to all of the people who are helping me to heal. First and foremost, Dr. Shoemaker, for curing the fishermen, but not stopping with them, but forging forward to discover treatments for other biotoxin illnesses. I'm grateful for his perseverance, brilliance, and dedication to patients and research. Secondly, I am grateful to my practitioners and their office staff. Thirdly, I am grateful for the surviving mold and the SIRS-RX community, including the practitioners, the inspectors, the IEPs, the coaches, and the other specialists like nutritionists. And finally, I am grateful to my friends on the SIRS journey who offer ideas and support and contribute to building the research data bank. Thank you, Martha Straw.
Hello, my name is Peg DiTullio. I have been a Shoemaker certified clinician for the past 10 years. My message to all of you impacted by SIRS is to remember that despite the many challenges to recovery, SIRS is a treatable illness. Your health status can improve with perseverance and support from the community of persons with SIRS and the professionals who provide treatment to them. I feel privileged to work in this community, providing a message of hope to those who have often felt a sense of hopelessness, whose medically unexplained symptoms to the mainstream clinician served only to create anxiety and fear. We can help you alleviate the fear and calm the anxiety through a partnership based on a strong scientific base and empathic approach. Thank you.
I have a message for folks recovering from SIRS, and it is that you are not alone. Even if no one around you seems to understand, and you feel like you're going crazy. This is coming from someone who has hit rock bottom in terms of health multiple times and now working my way out, on the other side of the worst times I can imagine. I've been there, and so have countless others. We understand what you're going through. Regardless of where you are in your journey, it can be helpful to examine your mindset around healing and embracing the process. Your body wants to heal. It just needs the proper tools to do so. Be kind to yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe that your body can heal and that it is healing every day. Consistency is greater than perfection in your efforts. Do your best and then remind yourself that your best is good enough. Progress is never linear and rarely happens in a predictable time frame. Even on the research-based stepwise approach of the Shoemaker Protocol, no two persons' journeys are the same. You will experience ups and downs, setbacks both large and small. Don't give up. Do your best to embrace the process and accept the ups and downs. On the good and bad days alike, see if you can find a bit of peace in the mundane parts of your day, such as making your breakfast, brushing your teeth, or cleaning the house. Every day, try to sprinkle in small things that bring you joy, like savoring a cup of tea and watching the sunrise and sunset. You'll be surprised how much this helps your mindset and the healing process. No part of the recovery process is easy, but there is light at the end of the long and winding tunnel. Remember this, you are not alone. I believe in you. Just believe in yourself and your body's ability to heal, and you'll get there. Don't give up.
Hi, my name is Christy, and I am grateful to find the Shoemaker Protocol. because I know that there's actual science and proven research where I know that I'm going to heal 100%, and I have a lot of hope now. I've been scared for the past 6 years that it wasn't truly going to happen. I've tried every modality that you could possibly think of prior to the Shoemaker protocol, and I've been doing this protocol for about a year, and I've seen significant improvements. I finally see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I can truly relate to anyone who's going through having to sort out all your things and just not knowing what to do. I totally understand, but now I'm getting to the end where I feel a lot of hope and a lot better than I have felt in a long, long time. I believe in you. I know that you can heal. I know that it doesn't matter what genetics we have, we can heal. There's so many people who have went before us and have healed, so that gives me hope, even with two dreaded genes, that we can truly heal. One thing that's impacted me is the collective healing platform with Jenny Johnson. I love being able to talk to others who are going through the exact same thing that I've been through or am going through. It gives me a sense of community and also a lot of hope.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ming. I'm a Shoemaker Certified CERS provider with an office in San Diego, California. This poem is something I've fallen back on when I've experienced challenges since my youth. Some credit its authorship to Edgar A. Guest, but others believe it to be John G. Whittier. Its name is Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a fellow turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup, and he learned too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And when you never can tell how close you are, it may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse, you must not quit. And finally, a quote by P.R. Sarkar. Remember, you are never alone or helpless. The force that guides the stars guides you too.
Thank you for listening and for your kind attention. To keep in touch, follow the Heart of CERS podcast on Instagram. You can visit melaniepensack.com/theheartofCERS to donate. Your generosity helps to keep this podcast growing. May the awareness of CERS spread far and wide, helping to change millions of lives for the better.